Shall we pray? God of our salvation, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we come in the name of your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, one who was and is to come. We come in the name that is above all names, that at the name every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We come realizing today, God, that you are God and you're God all by yourself, and we're thankful to you that you loved us even before we knew how to love ourselves. Thank you, God, for the protections that you have provided for us all, despite pandemics, despite hate, despite our inability to deal with disputes and differences in our world today. God, you're still faithful because your love endures forever and throughout all generations. We believe, God, now that you are the Redeemer of our souls, and even if our souls feel lonely right now, God, you will comfort us in our loneliness. Even if we are fearful right now, God, you shall give us the courage to keep on keeping on. Even if we are unclear of our path forward, God, you have provided us what we need to go forth and who we need. So today, God, as we come and we render ourselves as vessels usable for your kingdom, we welcome the Holy Spirit to fill us in order that you might be heard on these airwaves today, and that somebody can come to realize, God, who you are and whose we are. And we might find our way in this world of struggle and be more than conquerors for our own personal selves, as well as be used in a world that truly needs to know your love. So God, have your way with us this day and open our hearts and our minds and use us now and forevermore for your glory, for your honor. It's in the strong and powerful name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. 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 Now we are truly grateful to God for another opportunity to extend his gift of love toward us, that being his word. We thank you, God, for the privilege that we have in such a day when we are realizing even more the need for people to know who you are. And not only know who you are, but what you have provided for us to deal in and among the struggles of life. You've given us the ability to manifest love and joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, kindness, all of the things of the fruit of the Spirit. And this being a Pentecostal day whereby we celebrate Pentecost in the life of the church, but I would want to challenge us to realize that Pentecost, since the day in which Jesus, God invited Pentecost into the world, ushered Pentecost into the world, it has been an ongoing phenomenon, and things must realize, we must realize how important it is for us to allow this enabling spirit of God to help us through our struggles. I understand that we're living in a season where global pandemics are speaking to our immortalities, as well as the message almost seems to cause us to separate ourselves. And many people are probably looking at the news and seeing the Breonna Taylors and the George Floyds and the Ahmaud Arbery and wondering if it might be best for us to continue this social distancing ourselves from each other, because it just doesn't seem that we can or are willing to get along. That's a crying shame, because Pentecost means more to us in the light of what God joins together by his Spirit. And as I continue to understand and mature in the Word of God, I recognize that the Spirit of God makes the difference in people. We can't continue to overlook it and join spirits with us that has no value, but the Holy Spirit of God makes the difference. One of the things I fell in love with here at McKinney is the fact that we use as our vision statement the model church where the Holy Spirit makes the difference. Not just any spirit, but the Holy Spirit makes the difference. I don't know about you, but my spirit is not always the best spirit. And I could concur that your spirit is not always the best spirit. But the Holy Spirit is, in fact, God intervening in a world of dysfunctional people. God's spirit is a spirit where people in Christ can in fact make a difference because we're all in Christ Jesus, one in the Spirit. I do have a scripture that I want to share with you. It's the Acts scripture, chapter 2, beginning at verse 4. I'll start there. And verse 4 says, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And the day, meaning the Galileans who were followers of Jesus Christ and were told to wait in the upper room until I receive till you receive the Comforter, and he's going to come and show you all things that I have shown you. And in the wait, the promise is being fulfilled right here in Acts. That scripture says they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and each one of them began to speak in other languages as the Spirit enabled them to speak. Thank God for his prevenient grace, or his enabling grace that he gives us in our theology, and this divine grace that can precede our human decisions. In other words, it's a divine opportunity for us not to lean on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, allowing him to direct our paths. Even in our thoughts and our deeds, the Holy Spirit of God wants to challenge even our own thoughts. This inhabiting revolutionary spirit that was ushered in on the day of Pentecost, it is in fact a challenge to follow him by his Spirit wherever he leads us or takes us. It's a challenge. It's an opportunity for us to be able to go forward in Jesus' name and allow the character of Jesus to be exuded all over in this world. Truly, all of us could say and agree with the song, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. And if we intentionally allow the enabling Spirit to push us through the various toils and snares that we encounter along the way, if we would allow ourselves to act as mature Christians, those individuals who have wrestled with their own human flesh and succumb to God's divine Spirit, if in fact we could allow ourselves to live into our reality of being born again people, God, in fact, can get the glory. God, in fact, can get the honor. God, in fact, can place us in a position to where we can enjoy the value of one another. It won't be no thing as somebody is better than you are, or it would be a thing where all men are created equal. All women are created equal, and all of this will come together, and we can be a people that would represent God, and God himself will get the glory. I don't know if you hear me today, but God wants to start showing his love to individuals in all walks of life. And what the world needs more than anything else is his spirit that dwells in each and every born again believer to make itself known. And then justice for all human life can manifest. And then diversity, where it now it is our dividing line, can be a place where we can come together and unite and be as one in the spirit. I know I'm preaching today. See, this very prejudgment thoughts that we live in our world today is that very thing that placed Jesus on the cross. But I see in this passage of scripture here where the Galileans, those individuals who were followers of Jesus, are now professing the love of Jesus to the ones in whom Jesus, who placed Jesus on the cross. These devout Jews from all over the nations under heaven that were living in Jerusalem now are hearing this miraculous tongue where all could understand this divine and universal language of love. The gospel of Jesus Christ is joining people, and they are experiencing God's joy, and unity is being God's objective at this particular point. And it, in fact, should be the agenda of all people even today. Not so much judging, but understanding one another where they are and realizing that all of us have to mature in Christ Jesus our Lord. That choir has some struggling because the very nature of humanity wants to see him or herself as greater than they are, and want to place themselves on this pedestal where they are not supposed to be, but always wanting to be more than the humble servants in which we are. I don't know if you understand this text or you can see it like I see it and been seeing it in these days, that divine power is breaking forth through the tongues of Galileans, and God is exerting actions on the flesh of humanity, and God is creating a new reality for those who are humbling themselves. In other words, church, God himself is breaking through the cultural divides and breaking through language barriers, and he is speaking in a language that even the enemies of Christ could understand fluently. His message of redemption, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, they shall not perish, but they shall have eternal life. And it is by this same spirit, I believe, church, that God wants to enjoin every people of race in order to cohabitate together. Therefore, it behooves us to learn the language of God. Learn this spirit language. We must mature in this new language of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must be a people who go beyond this nationality, but mature into relationality. We must become people who are being shaped by God's divine power of belonging, this form of togetherness that God would not have any other way. Can you imagine today what the future would be like if a heartfelt language that penetrates the divisive differences we've made through our own understanding of who's superior and who's subordinate? Can you imagine? I like that song says, I can only imagine what it'll be like if we all could come together and realize that all of us was made from the dust of the ground. All of us were created by God, and all of us were shaped in sin. Born in sin and shaped in iniquity. All of us have the same struggle before us. But here in the scripture, it shows clearly that God goes beyond the Jewish understanding and the Jewish belief, and God take mere Galileans and he causes them to bring a message of redemption. The ones who literally killed their hopes, killed their dreams. This heartfelt language penetrated them in such a way that only those hearts that were open felt the need and felt the concern and felt their own immortality in that particular day. And if you read the story, it'll go on to tell you that over 3,000 individuals were saved during that particular day simply because of the love of Jesus. The struggle is real to be made in the image and the likeness of God. It's real. I'm reminded of a scripture that said, every time I try to do good, evil is always present. So the struggle, the human struggle is real, but God has remedied that. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit lends way to enable us to be who we are, made in the image, made in the likeness of God. I like Dr. King's statement, and it lives on, and it's prophetic even in this day and time, that someday all people will not be judged by color, but by their character. And I believe even today, as we can ruminate on what God has said to us according to his word, this dream can still have opportunity to come to fruition. I'm also coming to realize this, and listen very carefully. Holy Spirit-less Christianity is no Christianity at all. Let me say that one again, because that might catch up with you in the middle of the week. Holy Spirit-less Christianity is no Christianity at all. In other words, church, if you are Christian, the evidence is you are born again. The evidence is you are born of the Spirit of God. In other words, you are born of the very Spirit that God ushers in for us on the day of Pentecost. And in order to take the precedence, in order to take the supremacy, in order to take the lead, in order to be called the shot callers of the world, you must be born again. You must be born of the Spirit of God. You must claim your place at the foot of the cross of Jesus Christ, the one who was and is to come. I'm challenged this morning, and I'm just wondering, will it continue to require catastrophes and devastating events of people to see their weaknesses and be drawn together in compassion and love? Will it continue to have to go in that manner, or will we begin to struggle in the way and likeness of the Spirit of God? Will dying in the streets draw us into relationships continually? Or can we meet together right where we are and struggle for the very same cause that all men and women are created equal? Does it require floods, major disasters to help us to realize that we need one another? Well, I come by to tell you today that in this passage of scripture, the Galileans realized that they needed the Jews, and some of the Jews realized that they needed the Galileans, but all of them realized that they needed the Word of God. All of them realized that they needed this gospel message. All of them realized that they need this permeating divine power of the Holy Spirit. As I close the day, I'm thinking of a song that says, we are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity will one day be restored, and they'll know we're Christians by our love. By our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. And it goes on to say we will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we're Christians by love, by love. Yeah, they'll know we're Christians by love. Does anybody know God the Father as the source of our love? Does anybody know Jesus as the source of our joy? Does anybody know the Spirit as the source of our peace? I don't know about you today, but I believe the Holy Spirit ushers in all of that message to us. Even in the day of Pentecost, God speaks to our very being. And today, 2020, May 31, 2020, God still speaks. God still speaks the language of love. God still speaks to humanity's frailty and receives them where he is and allow them to walk in a newness of life, where the Holy Spirit of God makes makes a difference. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. I said the Holy Spirit of God making the difference in a world that needs to know that God is truly a God of peace. And we get to struggle toward that peace. But we have the enabling Spirit of God to help us along the journey. So come, Holy Spirit, come. Embrace us. Come, enable us. Come and make yourself real in the world through us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The church said amen. 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 Amen.